From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Palestinian talks aimed at halting attacks against Israelis were jolted today when Israel carried out mass arrests in the West Bank. 150 Palestinians were seized. Israeli officials said they were looking for people involved in terror operations. Palestinian Authority officials angrily rejected the Israeli suggestion that the arrest of Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants would assist in the implementation of the roadmap for peace. Despite the setback, Palestinians say the truce talks and parallel security talks with Israel are continuing. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israeli soldiers and border police swept into several West Bank cities, rounding up suspects according to lists prepared by Israeli intelligence services. By far the largest operation was in Hebron, where 130 people were arrested. A military source said 23 were released within hours, but most remained in custody. A total of 20 other arrests were made in Nablus, Tel Karm, Ramallah, and other West Bank towns and refugee camps. Israeli officials said some of those seized were suspected of planning attacks, but many were arrested for intelligence-gathering purposes. Palestinians in Hebron said many of those arrested supported Hamas but weren't active in the group. Renan Gassin, a spokesman for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, told Israeli television that the operation was an effort to, quote, ease the birth pangs of the roadmap for peace.
These arrests were intended as a preventive measure and a disruption effort at the Hamas trying to get more and more suicide bombers and homicide killers out of Hebron.
Israeli advisor Zalman Shoval went even further, stopping just short of suggesting that the raids were carried out with the knowledge of the Palestinian Authority.
For political reasons, I'm sure that the Palestinian Authority would not want to be seen coordinating at this point, but it's in the right direction, and as Secretary of State Powell said yesterday on Al Jazeera television, the reason for the whole trouble is, of course, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad.
The arrest came as Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas was said to be nearing a ceasefire accord with the militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. After the arrests, Hamas official Abdelaziz Rantisi said his group is facing a Zionist assault, and it's not logical to expect a truce under such conditions. Palestinian legal adviser Michael Tarazi heatedly rejected the Israeli claim that the army was acting on behalf of, if not in cooperation with, the Palestinian leadership.
It's an outrageous allegation, and in fact it undermines the Palestinian Authority, particularly at a very critical time right now. And that, of course, was exactly its goal. The Israelis are out to undermine the Palestinian Authority. They're out to derail the roadmap process precisely because they don't want this process to work.
Sources in the Palestinian Authority and the Sharon government say the truce talks could still wrap up in a matter of days, as could arrangements to hand over security control from Israel to the Palestinian Authority in parts of Gaza and the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Separately, the head of the Israeli Air Force marked the 1,000th day of the Palestinian Intifada with an appearance before lawmakers. Major General Dan Halut said civilians were killed in 30% of the targeted assassinations of Palestinian militants carried out by Israel. He said such killings were accidental, except in the case of the one-ton bomb dropped on the home of Hamas leader Saleh Shehadeh last July, when Israel went ahead knowing Shehadeh's wife was with him. 9 children were also killed in that explosion in a Gaza City neighborhood. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.